According to GoFundMe, one of every three of its online campaigns is now related to medical expenses. Some appeals are for people who say they don't have health insurance. Others say they have big bills left over after insurance or treatments their insurance won't cover. Mark Zadeklik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
Browsing the medical section of GoFundMe's webpage is heartbreaking. There are stories upon stories of tragic illness and financial hardship. Healthcare economist Sarah Collins with the Commonwealth Fund finds the trend worrisome.
It shouldn't be surprising that people are raising funds through crowdsourcing, but it really should be a deep concern for policymakers and providers.
Most medical appeals follow a pattern. There's a picture of someone who's ill, an explanation of what's wrong, how much money is needed, and what donations will be spent on. Carolyn Deal of Marshall, North Carolina, included a recording of her playing the harp in her appeal for help.
Hi, this is a tune I wrote called Water Fairies.
Deal lost almost all of her hearing following a traumatic brain injury. She's close to reaching her goal of raising $25,000 to pay for medical procedures her insurance won't cover. There are several online crowdsourced fundraising platforms. GoFundMe is the largest by far and boasts 50 million donations that have raised more than $5 billion since it began 8 years ago.
We help people tell their story, and that's probably one of the most significant things.
That's GoFundMe CEO Rob Solomon, who says a third of the money has gone to help people battling health problems. There's nothing new about people coming together to help each other in times of need, but Solomon says technology has exploded fundraising potential and that people need help.
In the old paradigm, you would give $20 to somebody who needed help. In the new paradigm, you'll give $20, you'll share that, and that could turn into 10, 20, 50, or 100 people doing that. So the $20 could turn into hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
And it's not just people without health insurance who are turning to crowdsourced fundraisers to help cover medical bills, because ever-increasing cost sharing, including co-payments and deductibles with many of today's health plans, have left many with health insurance they cannot afford to use. Again, Rob Solomon.
In the U.S., we obviously have some challenges with our healthcare system and with how insurance works and how people are covered. There's just a lot of cost associated with the medical space, and it has become a very important category on GoFundMe.
Tammy Fox lives in suburban Minneapolis. She's fine, but her friend Donna is sick with a rare and difficult-to-diagnose autoimmune disorder. Her friend has had to make many trips to the Mayo Clinic.
You've got meals, you've got hotel stay, and like I said, gas. So that all needed to be covered.
There will also be medical bills Donna's insurance won't cover. So Fox started a GoFundMe campaign, and Donna's getting some contributions from people she doesn't even know.
It's crazy cool how awesome people are and what they're willing to give. People, when they come together, it can just move mountains, and I think that's awesome to see.
The Commonwealth Fund recently surveyed working-age Americans, asking whether they could pay an unexpected medical bill of $1,000 in 30 days. Nearly half said no. GoFundMe says it expects continued growth in what it calls social fundraising, including campaigns to help people who are ill. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zadeklik in St. Paul.
And that story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, Minnesota Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News.